have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome right here. This is your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. We in here. It's Sunday, and it feels so, so good. That's right. Why? Because we be able to share our time with you guys. We thank you. We thank you. Thanks for tuning in right here every Sunday, right here on Beyond the Radio. Man, we love you. We love you. We love them. We do not take this for granted. So we're going to get to it because we got a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. You know, we hit the hot topics, man, because we want you to become a better version of yourself. That's right. And guess what? You know I'm smiling. I'm smiling. I'm smiling because I woke up this morning. I'm smiling because my kids are doing great. I'm smiling because I'm breathing. I'm smiling because God have made me in his image and his likeness. So I got a power to control the narrative. Why? Because he put that power inside me. He said I can trample on scorpions and snakes. I can trample right over them. So anything that comes in my way, I have the power to go beyond that fence. That's right. So we're gonna continue to make it. Oh yeah, and that what you heard in the beginning, the intro song. Ooh, woo, woo, woo. Did you hear it? That was. Matter of fact, now can I get a drum roll? Can I get a drum roll first? Can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay, are you in the building?
Coach Shay is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Hey. I didn't even want to introduce the song because, I mean, you was coming right on, so I was like, why am I going to introduce it? And she coming right on.
I love it. I love it.
Because it's your song.
Yes, I can. That song was entitled Can We Unite? One of my latest releases, and it features the infamous Coach David. That song is Can We Unite? You can get it on all digital outlets. You can find it just about everywhere. You know, it's just so fitting for the times that we live in right now. So go get it.
Yes, yes, yes. Coach A, are you smiling?
I'm smiling. I'm smiling. Shout out to the Elations family. Shout out, as always, to the Elations family. We miss you guys throughout the course of the week, and we look forward to being on with you guys every Sunday at 10 p.m. time. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We can never forget about her. Her smile is so contagious. We love and thank you for everything you do.
Well, my weekend, I'm going to tell you about my weekend, Coach Shay. I had a phenomenal time. I went, got a chance to spend time with my two sons in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's like 25 minutes from Nashville, Tennessee, which is the capital of Tennessee. And I had such a great time. My son's birthday, shout out to DB Jr., you know, David Benton. And Junior, his birthday is actually March 31st, but we have an engagement next week to go to attend to, and, you know, so I celebrated his birthday with him, which he'll be 23 years old, so we just had a great time, me, him, my son, Deshaun Benton, shout out to Deshaun, and shout out to their mom for raising such honorable young men. While I was incarcerated for 13 years, I don't, you know, mothers do deserve that type of respect. You know, I respect that. I appreciate her for doing such a phenomenal job with them. They're doing great in their life. They didn't use me as an excuse to fail.
and they are some wonderful young men, and I'm proud of them. 23 and 21 years old, and they're so much smarter than what I was at that age. So shout out to my kids. That's what I did this weekend.
Shout out to the junior. Shout out to the junior.
So what about yourself, Coach Dan? Talk to me.
It's been an amazing weekend. The tour, of course, we can't forget about the tour. For all of you who do not know, we are currently on tour. This weekend, we want to give a shout-out to the San Antonio family. We did postpone the San Antonio location from this weekend because of, at the time, the pandemic was really running rapid again. That Omicron was coming out of nowhere, so everybody kind of, you know, freaked out again, and we ended up having to postpone this. But San Antonio, we're still coming your way. So we want to give a great big shout out to you guys, the radio stations that we're looking forward to. But I got a chance to spend time at Cynical Coffee and Bistro, one of my favorite places, one of our favorite places, the Beyond the Fence family place. Shout out to Aaron Hurst and his team. They were there this past weekend doing some worship. And so I got a chance to go and just support. And you know what, Coach David, you know, when I walked in, there weren't many people there, but one thing they noticed was that we are true supporters. And I love that when I came in, the first thing they said was, you guys are really loyal. You guys are really loyal. And so we just want to always say shout out to them. If you're in the Austell, Georgia area, please make sure that you visit a Cynical Coffee and Bistro. We will have the address on our Beyond the Radio page. Make sure you go there and like that page. But it was an amazing weekend. It wasn't too cold. It wasn't too hot. Very relaxing. And, you know, I'm ready to get back on to our next state.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's encouraging when people can look at you and say how loyal you are to them. And I want to make this clear. A lot of people have to understand this. When it comes to loyalty and trust, sometimes you might not trust the individual itself, you know what I'm saying, him or her. You might not trust them all the way because, you know, everybody caught up in our past and people have crossed you. So, you know, you got your ears open. I mean, your ears open, your eyes open, you just focus, and you paying attention. You like, I'm not going to let nobody do me like that again. And you know what? That's fine. So you may not fully trust people. And you know what? That's fine. But what we can learn to do is trust the cause. Trust the why factor, the end result. One thing about it, you might not trust what that person is or who that person is, but you can trust what the goal. And that's what we have to realize. Like, they knew that you was there for a cause, Coach A. And so they trust that you, they know that you're loyal to the cause. Because it's not about just the people and who they are. It's about the cause. And when you have the right people around you, you know, it's so important. And I want to talk about that tonight, about changing your circle. About changing your circle. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's important to change your circle. But before you decide to change your circle, you have to change you first. First and foremost. Because a lot of people have left a great circle to put themselves in a bad position. They put themselves in a circle that wasn't fruitful for them. That's because they didn't change their mindset. So they left a good circle to go only to go to a triangle or a square. They didn't even go to a good circle. It was just all over the place. You know, it's because their mindset didn't change. So sometimes you can leave a good set of people and go to a set of people that's really not going to help you prosper, you know, with the in a positive aspect of life, and it could cause you to hinder in your goals and what you're trying to do in life, and you will blame the circle when the whole time is you. So before you change circles, change you. Allow God to open up your spiritual eyes, see clear, focus, think. And when you use your thinking ability and have your common sense, then you have faith that you're capable of being more than a conqueror. You're capable of going beyond your fence. Then you will recognize, okay, this circle does not mean me any good. I need to change who I'm around. Does that make sense, Coach? You on mute, Coach?
I am. Thank you so much, Coach David. I said that I agree, and on the opposite side of the spectrum. One second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's definitely important. You know, one thing about it, you know, me, myself, growing up, my mom used to always tell me, you know, I had friends and some family members that I was so cool with. We grew up together, and my mother used to always tell me, you know, I love that person too, but they not the right type of people that you should be around. What you're trying to do in your life and what they're doing in their life currently is not going to line up. And she used to always tell me, God has something greater for you. And at the time, you know, when you're young and you're a teenager, you're not really understanding. I knew my mom meant well. I know she loved me, knew she loved me. But at that time, I didn't have the maturity to understand the value in those words. You know, I feel like, well, she don't understand. You know, we grew up together. She just don't understand. You know, we're cool. But
yeah,
those same people, they didn't influence me. I influenced myself, you know, because they was doing them, and they really did tell me, like, man, you need to stay away from this, bro. Like, you really, you know, you have an opportunity to really do better. But I seen what it appeared to be good, and because it appeared good to me, I indulged in the negativity, and it didn't seem negative. I just knew it was illegal, but I still tried to, you know, do what I did, you know. So I got caught in the end. It wasn't great for me, but what the devil meant for bad, God definitely meant for good. So I was in the wrong circle. And once I went to prison, I changed my mindset, changed my attitude, and I had a whole new look on life. So when I came home, it was like I changed my circle. And some of those same people came around, but it just, I talked to them, we laughed, we kicked it, but I couldn't be in the same type of atmosphere because I changed. The atmosphere is the same, but I changed. Crochet.
Yes. And I do apologize for that. I was going to say on the opposite side of the spectrum, there's a lot of people such as myself, Coach David. You know, I kind of developed what I changed my circle by not doing what I saw growing up, right? And when I had, like you said, the mindset shift, which I didn't even know was a mindset shift, I ended up interacting with people who really helped me to increase the way that I thought. The way that I saw things, and sometimes you just don't know why you are the way that you are, but you know, you kind of develop this. There's so much more out there. You just never know how to get it. You become a product of your environment, and because of that, you might seem stifled, or you might seem like there's no way out. And then, of course, you make the decision to just do, like you said, walk out on faith and do something different. I believe in those cases, you end up meeting people who ultimately are in line
or aligned with what it is that you're trying to do. You know, there's a saying where they say, be around people who have already done what you're doing, or be around people who have the same aspirations as you have. I can tell you the most pivotal moment for me was when I first started in college in my early 20s. After having two children, I decided I was going to go back to college. I was going at night, and my cohort at the time became my support system. And they started teaching me things that I would have never thought, and vice versa. I'm teaching them things and vice versa. But I think at that point in time, my mindset just shifted. And sometimes you don't know that there's a change that's needed in your mind. You just start being around people by kind of walking in. Like Paula G and I have this thing, show up. We just show up. And when you show up, there are people who will just kind of be in front of you that you would have never expected. You're one of those people, Coach David. I mean, I would have never have expected to meet you and for my mind to have developed or redeveloped in a way that changed my life pretty much forever. But
yes, vice versa. It's the same for me. Same for me.
And so,
go ahead.
And so you have to go ahead, Coach David.
Yeah, so I know one thing about it, Coach A. What I love about us as people, as individuals, we're realistic people. And, you know, Coach A's dealing with her grandchildren today. She got the grandbabies, and, you know, she's
y'all got it, excuse me. I hide out, but they find me. Look, I'm trying to change their circle right about now.
But, you know, everything about it, Coach A, we are about family first. You know, we are about family. We always like to remain professional, but at the same time, that is being professional. You know, we're definitely in our families. We would not fake it on here. We would not lie to you. We would not pretend to be who we're not. We're going to be honest. We're going to be up front. We're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to have a good time. But we also want to help you change your mindset. We want you to develop. We want you to grow. It's important. A lot of times we come up here and we laugh. But, you know, there is times where, you know, it's not laughing moments, but we can still smile. One thing about a circle, in my circle, I'm the type of person that, you know, you have assets and you have liabilities. I don't want a lot of liabilities around me. You know, if you're a liability, you really mean me no good. Like, you have to be an asset. Because when you're an asset, I'm an asset, that person an asset. Everyone can really bring some value to that circle. And it can grow, like, beyond the fence. I'm getting rid of liabilities. If you are a liability, I'm not going to continue to work with a person that's a liability. That's me. It been that way, and I'm not going to change it. I'm going to give opportunities. But when you continue to be a liability, then I have to part ways. And that's the right way to do it, because I have to protect my spirit. I have to protect the people that trust my vision, and I would not let those people down. So, you know, not only would I change my circle, if my circle is tight and we allow people to come into a specific circle and they become a liability, well, that person must be removed. And you gotta protect your sanity. You gotta protect your spirit. And if you're around people, if you have a circle of people that you are around, and you're not growing, if they're not adding to you, you know, if they're not adding to you, then why are you in that circle? I see people in circles, and all these circles, all these like they in certain churches, they in certain organizations, But you're not growing. You are around people. You're not growing at all. Why do you remain in that environment that's clearly not healthy? So if I see people in unhealthy environments and they refuse to change, then I'm not going to have them type of people around me personally. I'm just not going to do it. This is not a subliminal. This is direct. I've been the same person, Coach A, and you know that's really how I move. That's who I am as a human being. And so, kings and queens, men and women of God, I'm trying to encourage you to do the same thing. Do not allow anyone to be a hindrance and stunt your growth. Because what God got for you, God has specifically for you. And what I mean for you is for you to be an asset to others. Because Jesus said, I come to serve, not to be served.
Mm-hmm.
See? So you have to act as a servant, servitude. Okay. And if people ain't showing their servitude and serving you and you serving them, and then y'all both grow in the community, if you stagnated and you focused on the title versus your vision to grow, and if you have a title, and if you have an organization, if it's not growing, it's someone's fault. Should grow. I'm sorry, Crochet. Back to you.
That's okay. That's okay, Coach David. I know how you are. We get passionate about just what we're talking about, and that's one of the things that I really admire about being on Beyond the Radio with you. I do want to read Psalm 13:20. It says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. And so as we're talking about the whole change in your circle, the opportunity is ours, to be honest with you. The opportunity is ours. I believe that we can start with the best intentions to connect with people and to reciprocate a certain level of energy, talent, or gifts, right? But you never connect with someone to not bear fruit, right? Like I don't see people connecting with someone just to be like, well, we're just going to connect to exist. You have a saying, everyone's meant to be used but not misused. I love that you said, and I share it in our seminars and our workshops, but everyone's meant to be used, not misused. And because of that, a lot of people today in the circles that have been created are just using one another. And so I know we're going to talk about it. We're going to get more in depth on the second half, but I want to keep that scripture in mind. Proverbs 13:20 says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise. Unfortunately, yes. There's a number of people who don't understand when they're walking with the wise, because everybody wants to be wise. You've heard that saying, Coach David, where it's like too many chiefs and no Indians. Everyone wants to be wise. But Proverbs 13:20 says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise.
Yes.
But
yes.
The companion of fools will suffer harm. And so we're definitely going to talk about that. But Coach David, I know you got something to say about that. Proverbs 13:20, what do you say about that?
It's so true. Like, God really allowing other people to come into the circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a magnetic pull.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. It's a guy, and I'm going to put his name on blast. His name is Manifest. His brother's name is Manifest. He got up there.
M-A-N-F-E-S-S.
Yes. Awesome brother. And I'll tell you, he rapped, and he was so into his rap, into his music. He loved the Lord. One thing that I love about him, listen, it wasn't even about the music for me. It was his spirit. Afterwards, he wasn't no testosterone challenge. He came, his spirit came, and it was an embrace, a spiritual embrace. And you could feel you could tell he was genuine. He was a genuine guy. And one day I just looked on Facebook, because I haven't really been on Facebook a lot, and I just went on Facebook and I saw my name. It was like, okay, Manifest mentioned my name. So what that brother did, though, like it was, I was like in awe. Somebody was looking for somebody to coach him, basically, and he put my name. He had nothing to gain from that. He had nothing to gain. That's genuine. That man was already being an asset. Why wouldn't I want to be around a person? Why wouldn't I want a person inside a circle like that? You get what I'm saying? Those are the type of people that I want around me, because you don't have to train a good heart. It's just natural. So it is that time. I do want to say that I hope y'all are encouraged right now, and we do love you. But it's time for a music break. With that being said, where's the music?
Where's the music? Where's the music? Where's the music? Where's the music? Where's the music?
Love song, love song, love song. had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself, you can do it. Believe in yourself, ain't nothing to
yourself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, your girl, Coach Jay, and I'm on with your main man, your host, Coach David Benson, and we are in the building. Let's go ahead and get into our sponsors. We do have to give a great big shout-out to the sponsors because they are just so supportive, and we love everything that they have going on. If you heard the commercial in the beginning for Beyond the Fence, that was Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Paula G. Voice is a voiceover guru. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You want Paula G. for everything voiceover. If you have a radio station or a radio show, if you are internet station, if you are terrestrial station, and you're looking for someone to do voiceovers for your commercials, for your own sponsorships, for song announcements, we want you to look up Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are a business and you're looking for someone to create commercials for your business, listen, quality commercials bring you sales. Did you know that? Quality commercials bring you sales. We want you to look Paula G. Voice up. If you have an event coming up and you want someone to announce the event while you put it on radio or for you to put it on radio, look out for Paula G. Voice, and you can reach her at paulagvoice.com or paula@paulagvoice.com. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. You will not be disappointed. Also, we want to give a great big shout out to G-Weezy is what I call him, the Beyond the Fence DJ. If you are looking for a DJ in the surrounding area of Knoxville or just the surrounding areas of Tennessee, if you are trying to do a virtual event, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, we want you to look up G-Will, the DJ with the skills. We got to get a slogan for him, Coach David. But that's, I'm going to say DJ with the skills for right now. But you can look him up at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. As we get closer to the conference, you guys are going to hear more sponsorships that are coming, sponsoring the concert that we're having July 30th, 2022. Coach David will tell you guys about that. But last but not least for our sponsorship, David, can I get a drum roll?
Oh,
I was about to rock that. You on point, Tip, all the time, Fife. You on point, Tip, all the time. Let's Talk Business Consultant Strategy Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. Listen, we keep telling you guys that we're so much more than music. Our company has a 100% success rate. Let's Talk Business. If you have a new business, an existing business, and you're looking for some strategies, maybe some business planning, if you're looking because you have new visions and you want to expand or you want to grow, Let's Talk Business. If you look to do something different, just kind of impacting the community, and you have a vision, you've written it on paper, and you don't know what to do with it, Let's Talk Business. Do you have a corporate company, or are you a manager or director for a corporate company and you're looking for workshops or seminars for leadership, customer service, sales? Let's Talk Business. You can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And as always, I would be remiss if I did not talk about our youth, but nobody does it better than Coach David. So Coach David, let them know about the youth.
Yes, yes, yes. If you have some youth, and like we always say, not just troubled youth, but youth who just want to be entrepreneurs, listen, all our youth, one thing about the youth is the future. They have so much in them, and a lot of them just don't know what they want to be, but they have the talent. So let us, them, bring out that gift so we can help them point them in the right direction. And one thing about it, when you have direction, that's when you can start at that starting point and go towards your goal. And what's inside them will come out. So that's what we want to do. What's already inside them, what already God and planted them and blessed them with, we will bring it to life. And like we said, we got a 100% success rate, and it is a blessing. These young men, these young women, these young kings and queens, prince and princesses develop and see the growth. And I just enjoy it. It makes me smile, Coach Shay.
Yeah. And they love you. They love you. Shout out to Knoxville, DFAC Centers, who have recently reached into Coach David to offer a great opportunity to work with foster children in the Knoxville area. Listen, when we tell you it's not just a, you know, we didn't start off kind of a mom and pop shop, Coach David. When we expanded, the expansion just brought everything to light. And so we have some really great contracts. So it's not just a small business, you guys, where it's just kind of we're helping people with their business. We are a business that expands within the Beyond the Fence branch, and we're doing a lot of great things in the community. So Let's Talk Business. Again, you can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Before we go, David, I do want to say look out on the Beyond the Fence Entertainment page. Make sure you like it. You will find all of our tour states and tour dates there. But if you have not registered for the July 30th, 2022 concert in Lithonia, Georgia, where all the Beyond the Fence family will be in one place on July 30th, 2022, you do not want to miss it. Coach David, back to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that, Coach Shay, for the wonderful announcements. The songs that y'all heard during the break, that's Miss Alma E. Neely. You know, she have a single out. This Is My Love Song. Check it out on all digital outlets. And also, again, Coach Shay. Coach Shay, you've been going hard with the music. You've been going hard with that music, for real. And then that song, you got to talk about that. It's inspiring a lot of change.
The Believe in Yourself song, I don't write my music, Coach David. I hear a tune and I just start singing what comes to me. But the Bible says what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. And so I am the type of person where I want every person that I touch to see their purpose, to see what they have on the inside of them, to know that they're greater than sometimes they even expect of themselves. And that's what that song meant. The song was really just, like I tell people already, don't let anybody tell you that you can't, because you can. And that comes from years and years and years of people that I've encountered who didn't do things because of stuff that was spoken over them, you know, like the third grade teacher who said you would never amount to anything, or the mom or the dad who told you you're either like your dad or you're like your mother, and all you see of them is that they're no good. The boyfriend or the girlfriend or the husband and wife that told you you wouldn't amount to anything, or you couldn't do anything, or you're not qualified, or you're not worth it. In this day and age, Coach David, there's so many people who want to do. I mean, they have a life that goes beyond existing, and this is what that song was to bring to everyone. Just an encouraging hook. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can, and just to believe in yourself as a reminder.
Yeah, and the reason I brought that back up, and I want you to introduce the song, because, you know, we're talking about changing your circle, and, you know, because your circle is a product of influence, so you want to have the right type of influence around you, but the first thing you have to do is believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. We're quick to say, you know, man, God got me, and you know what, that's true. But God did God's job, and we can't use God as an enabler. One thing about it, God is not an enabler. And when I say God is not to be used, he's meant to be used but not misused, same principle applies to God. God is meant to be used but not misused. God gave us the capability and ability to make decisions from the knowledge that we have obtained in life. And guess what that is called? Wisdom. See? But we want to say that, and it's blasphemous in my opinion to say you can get in God's way. God is way too powerful. It's impossible. God created the sun, the S-U-N. If God created a sun, then you can never get in God's way. You are only getting in your own way of a blessing. So if you want to have more blessings, you have to understand you must have a team. One thing about Jesus, he went and got people around him and said, listen, let's go. I want to make you fishermen of men. He got people around him. You know, even though it was meant to be, guess what? He had the wrong person in his circle, and they turned against him.
Yeah, yeah.
Kissed him on the cheek, only for him to be persecuted, prosecuted, and convicted with to be hung on a cross. Today's electric chair. that's what that was, capital punishment. So he had a guy around him and Judas, you know, so that's what I'm saying. You don't want those type of people in your circle, but you don't want to be that person. You do not want to be that type of person. So, Coach Shay, you know, I know you have something to say.
No, that I was just agreeing with you, Coach David. I'll come out of Psalms 141, 4 and 5, where it says, not let my heart incline to any evil, too busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work in iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. And to me, when you were talking, that's basically what I was thinking about. I was thinking about this scripture where it says, do not let my heart, because you said, make sure that it's not you. It's like, make sure that it's not you, because we're quick to point the finger at everyone else. But every day, there's something in us that has to change. I put a post up the other day, and it said, not everything they said about you is a lie. Now, how many people are going to say that, Coach David? Everyone talks about, but everything that's being said is a lie. And I said, not everything they said about you is a lie. Some things you're just going to have to gut check yourself and fix. Bottom line. And here's what I want to say about it. A lot of stuff has been picked up over time because our circles probably changed so much that we've picked up traits of the people that we've encountered without even knowing it. So this is why Psalms 141:4-5 makes sense. Do not let my heart incline to any evil. Too busy myself with wicked deeds in the company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. So that means you're going to encounter people. You said this earlier in the broadcast, Coach David. You said it earlier that sometimes we don't realize because we're in that circle that we can't receive the circle because we've been in the mess too long. So we're automatically going to start pointing the finger at other people saying, it's you, it's you, it's you. And here it says in Psalms 141:4-5, that let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is all for my head. Let my head not refuse it.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing every day. We're joining and aligning and trying to connect with people. You know, you see a circle and you're like, I belong there. There are people who feel, I belong in this circle. And when you get there, you realize that you have so much more growth. And it's okay, because here's what Psalm 141 says. Let a righteous man strike me. So that means when you get in the circle, there's some people that are going to strike. There's some things that are going to be rebuked, but it's only to help you grow. So I would say, Coach David, you have to be prepared when you aspire to be in a circle that set to get you where you aspire to be, that there's going to be some striking and there's going to be some rebuking. But understand that if you refuse it, you yourself, you're not going to be able to grow.
It's called accountability partners.
Yes.
Accountability. You need people to hold you accountable, just as you have a right to hold people accountable. And, you know, one thing about it, you know, I love to freestyle with this thing, Coach. You know, we don't really rehearse this. So in the Bible, you have Jacob, who got his name changed to Israel. And his uncle name is Laman. And his mother told him to go, you know, find a wife from his uncle. And we know the story, you know, he worked and, you know, he wanted one sister versus the other sister because the other sister was more fair, you know, according to the Bible, she was more fair. And Rachel, he wanted Rachel instead of Leah, right? So he worked for Rachel, but Laban gave him Leah. Okay, he kept working more years. Then he finally got Rachel. But here's the thing. He became wealthy through their household. If he never was connected to Laban, then he never wouldn't have became wealthy the way he became wealthy.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It was because of his relationship. Even though he had to work hard, even though he was a deceiver, but he got deceived, You know, even though he didn't like the way it went, he still became wealthy because of his circle of influence. See, so what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. If it wasn't for his relationship with Laban, so that shows the value. You got to have people around you with value who is more. So that shows that, guess what? Watch this now. The Messiah came through this. So that shows that even though Jacob was a trickster, Laban was more of a trickster. He learned from being trickery. But watch this. Laban was still more of an asset, more than he was a liability.
Yeah.
And watch, Jacob outgrew the situation and he removed himself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He still had assets. See? So you can, if you're around people, sometimes you can outgrow the circle. But watch this.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're not an asset. It just, they might not be for you the whole time. You can outgrow one another. That's a reality. That's a reality. Okay. To part ways. I go my way, you go your way. But I was an asset to you because Jacob was also an asset to him. See, they was an asset to one another. And they went their way. They went their way. See? So if you're around and you are in a circle and you're not growing, you're not receiving the benefits for your harvest. I mean, if your harvest is not plentiful and you're not receiving the benefits from the seeds that was planted and there's no harvest, then you must not just look at the circle, but check yourself.
Yeah.
Because the circle of influence, those people around you, it should be a plentiful harvest as well. It should be a plentiful harvest.
Yes, everybody.
One thing about Laban, he had harvest. See? One thing, hey, even though Joseph had to go to Pharaoh.
That's why I laughed. You can't take what I was going to say, Coach James. That's why I laughed. As soon as you said it, I thought about Joseph.
Pharaoh had assets. Joseph came in as an asset. So if you are accessible, you are asset, and you put yourself around other assets, then guess what? You're going to reap the harvest.
What I was going to say about Joseph while you're there, before you get to him being the asset, he had involuntarily changed his circle plenty of times before he became the asset.
Yes. Yes. Coach said we're going to have to finish this next week. We're going to have to go in. We know we have to do a show next weekend.
Yes.
We definitely gonna have to finish this though. We're gonna finish this topic because it's definitely important. Because you know, you want to put yourself around the right people while being the right person.
Yeah,
understand?
That's really, really good.
It's a balance. It's a balance. Put yourself around the right people while being the right person. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Kings and queens, we love you. Men and women of God, we love you. I salute you with both hands. Listen, y'all be blessed. We love you. We thank you. So with that being said, we're the music. We're the music. We're the music. We're the music. We're the music.
Yeah. You say you're not a people person. Well, y'all got issues, but you gotta keep on working. Keep going. Sweetie, don't defeat your purpose. Your heart lost, and you don't feel the need to search it. It's real out here. And you don't think it's some real men out here. Throwing in the towel is a weird idea. Although, it ain't been your year. You worth more than a Prada bag. You want a boyfriend to find a match. I'm gonna show you where to find a man. The right type, clean your life like a laundry man. Them little boys, you have time for that. Cause it's kind of whack, gotta move on. It's time to pack. Bull crap, you heard a lot of that. Baby daddy made it bad for the rest of the fellas. See where you development gets you. See you ahead of the women with a bit of heart. What's now in the light? What was in the dark? Running from the life, you ain't in the art. And then you went right, it began to pause. And you finally realized that you're moving too fast. Three kids, five daddies, now you're doing the math. It's all about integrity, pursuing the bag. You deserve a victory now, for real.
I don't wanna play no type of game. I got ambitions, baby. I know that you've been through a lot of things. But I wanna change your mind. Sometimes I wonder if you know how beautiful you are. Cause I've been looking at you all night long. I've been looking at you, baby. I wanna put you back on track. I wanna show you that I'm the real man for you, baby. I wanna give you all my racks. You got it,
yeah, yeah.
Baby, you got it. You're an angel from above. Don't let him bring you down, oh. You got it. I don't care about your past. Come follow my lead, baby. If you wanna live in peace.
Wanna take a trip back to motherland,
yeah.
Sure that you know that I got a big plan. Don't you worry about your ex, I'm your man.
I wanna show you my blueprint. Show you what it do.
I got ambitions, baby. I know that you've been through a lot of things.